The other thing we've been setting up as individuals and groups are farm link systems. It's fairly obvious that somebody in town, particularly if they live in a fairly repressive council area, won't be able to keep their own chooks, won't be able to milk their cow, won't be able to grow their firewood, while at the same time 7,000 Australian farmers, or West Australian farmers specifically, are having to walk off their farms because they can't sell wheat. And there's an obvious way to move, and that is for as few as 30 to 40 households to form a link to as few as one farm. Now, the income from 40 households is a very large farm income if the farm can supply firewood, a basic food, and a small amount of mixed vegetables. And any farmer can do that for 40 households on about 10 acres, not 10,000 acres. And then the city people can co-invest with the farmer in more extensive firewood plantations. Because as the price of firewood reaches and goes past $70, on our best analyses, we expect a per acre income of $4,000 per acre per annum for firewood when it reaches $70 a tonne. And in Adelaide, it just went past $150 a tonne, and it's going to woe up about $400 a tonne in a very few years. So now's the time to form a little energy investment group, find your farmer, get your 2 acres of firewood in, give him a good ground rent, and he'd think $100 an acre was marvellous, sign a long-term contract with him as a group, and start to produce your own energy systems. And precisely the same, any farmer out there working biodynamically can produce all the grain you'll need. Any farmer out there can run your chickens. You own 20 chickens and you pay him to run them. Therefore, he doesn't own any chickens himself, otherwise he's in trouble. But any of you can own a flock of chickens on leased land on a farm, and the farmer will probably collect the eggs for you under contract and send them into town. And you can test them, and if that's okay, that's okay. This woman said to me, "What do I do with my orchard?" And she had 34. I said, "Turn it into firewood, the trees, and also plant firewood, and then keep on testing every few years to see if the dildron is being removed as we remove firewood, because I believe it probably could be." So there are a lot of people out there really stuck, and a lot of people in here really stuck, no real security in town, no real assurance of any real future, both in the country and in town. And it's time for us as a people to start to define what we want, what sort of future we want, to quietly start to fund that, and we can do it very rapidly, to get a list of farmers who will work with us, and I'm sure we can get that very rapidly, and a list of townspeople who want to make that transition with farmers. And I'm sure that would happen rapidly too. Apart from that, we go on as usual in our home gardens, in which I grow most of my green crop, but can't grow any animal products or firewood. And we try to cooperate a little better in groups, because we haven't been doing it at all. And when we do it, we tend to sit down and squabble about stupid things, about whether we eat meat or not, instead of getting out of basic facts as to whether we have a future or not. And I think it's time to stop squabbling about stupid things, which none of us do we? I don't think we do, no. And we cooperate towards good things.